1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump delivering the commencement at West Point today.
On behalf of our entire nation, let me begin by saying congratulations to the West Point class of 2025. You are winners, every single one of you. Thank you.
12 people were injured after a tree fell during the commencement ceremony at Northern California's Diablo Valley College. At least two people were rushed to the hospital. A day after the Trump administration moved to bar Harvard University from enrolling any international students, a federal judge temporarily blocking that. DHS arguing that Harvard's created an unsafe campus environment hostile to Jewish students. Harvard calls the ban unlawful and retaliatory. A pediatrician, mother of 10, mourning the deaths of nine of her young children after an airstrike hit their home near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza city on Friday, the IDF saying that the incident is under review. This is ABC News. A gas explosion at a Florida City strip mall this morning, causing a partial roof collapse at a nearby bakery and leaving 10 people hospitalized. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue spokesperson Erica Benitez.
Over 27 MDFR units responded to this incident, which is what we consider an MCI, or an incident with multiple patients. We had a total of 10 patients who were involved, 8 which were transported to the hospital, and 2 who were considered trauma alerts and went to a trauma center.
One worker was killed and 2 others injured after a vessel that transports sewage exploded on New York's Hudson River while it docked today. One of the workers reportedly blown by the force of the explosion to a spot in between the pier and the boat and was killed.
They had a small explosion on a sluice boat, no fire, but they have a crew member that fell in between the boat and the dock.
Broadcastify with the audio. Coast Guard responding, posting on X, the explosion near a wastewater treatment plant was reportedly linked to hot work aboard a docked boat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? My name is Rocker. Welcome to Saturday night on Max Inc. Radio. I am here joined by Terry Barr.
And hello, Jane. Hello.
Hello,
Jane,
Terry.
Jane is here.
Jane is here. Terry, it's been a while since we've had you on the show.
I know.
Things have happened, but we're back,
things
right?
Things have happened. Yes, we are. The gang is back together, and we have a new member.
Oh, wow.
I know. I love it.
What do you think? You just met Jane today?
She, her spunk and her attitude is beautiful.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm all about it.
Jane, how are you doing tonight? Oh, we need to hear you.
Uh-oh, we can't hear you, my hun.
Oh, am I not on? Okay.
There you are.
Okay, there I am.
There you
are. I just had my show at 2 o'clock today, and I'm still going strong. This is my second radio thing today, and I'm so glad to be back here.
Yay.
Wow, well, we're glad to have you here. Thanks so much.
We have a lot coming up, right?
We do. Tell us about it, Terry.
Well, how about this? First, we're going to be talking with Ian Marsden. He's from the Turtle Island Dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear what he's going to tell us.
He's going to be opening a new store just down the street from us.
No kidding.
It's going to be pretty interesting products that he's going to be carrying. We're going to hear about that.
And does he have another store right now, or this will be one
Johnson,
of his first?
Johnson Street here in Madison that's the Turtle Island Dispensary. And this is going to be a new store. I'm not sure what the exact name will be, but we'll have him on the phone and we'll be able to ask him.
We're going to get all the scoop for all of you. Then we've got No Limit joining us. I think they're with us after 7:30.
Right.
They were Rockonson finalists. They're going to be playing Summerfest this year, and they just put together their new music because they did so well at Rockonson, which is a statewide competition for garage bands in high school. They just did this as part of their winning, which is really cool. They got their new music out, and it's ready to rock. So I'm really looking forward to it. I heard one song. They're pretty spectacular.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Live in the Lair. Now, that comes up at 8 o'clock, so that's a little change for anybody, including me. We used to do it at 9. We've moved it to 8. And it's Taylor Sherrick. Family is Music. And is he really going to bring his mom?
He's going to bring his mom.
Doesn't she sing?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. You guessed it. You knew.
This is going to be really, really fun. And then where is the key?
That's right.
New music, and they're a trio. And then, of course, we move to After Hours with Rob Roberts, as always. And all throughout the show, we've got new music for you, these great interviews coming up. And we always want you to, you know, shoot us a text or give us a call, whatever you want. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, let's get moving on. You know, we're going to start, too, with a double dip here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see if you can guess my theme throughout the night. So, double dip, okay. V-O-5. We're going to start with Soul Shiny Day, and we'll tell you about everything on the other side of the double dip. Huh. You're listening to MaxInc Radio. We are local music.
When I wake in the morning and the swords are blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on the brand new day, chase my troubles away. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Disco Haiku, are you in a dancing mood yet? That is VO5. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr
Hello.
And Jane tonight.
Hello.
We're going to have a theme going tonight a little bit.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Well, May 31st, Festa Italia, that's coming up in Fitchburg, Wisconsin. VO5 will be playing there with Jerry DiMaggio. And then June 5th at the East Side Club, It's Disco by the Lake.
Oh, they're going to take over that place.
June 5th.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, they always do.
Absolutely. They
I've been
so
a VO5 regular for about 10 years every summer, and they just keep getting better and better every time I see them.
I love their original disco music, and you would think they wouldn't have time to do that, but I love the originals.
It sounds so close, you know? It's
Absolutely.
Very close to what you'd expect.
Rocker, no wonder you like Jane, because you love VO5.
Well, and guess where VO5 is playing this summer?
Where?
Oh, it's got to be Atwood Fest.
It's Atwood Fest. Yes! I knew Terry
Atwood
would
Fest.
Know.
Oh,
we always have VO5.
How
They're
many years is this?
Back when I ran into them, I think it was 2008. And it was Halloween, right? I was dressed as Darth Rocker. My wife was dressed as Padme, and we were at the Frequency, and we walked in there, and there was this band on stage, and they were playing as angels, and they had like halos and wings.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And they're playing all this disco music, and my wife loves the Bee Gees, right? So they were playing a lot of Bee Gees, and she was dancing. Up a storm.
Oh, I've
she
seen
got
her
me dancing.
She gets up, you were dancing.
Oh yeah, I was Darth Rocker was dancing, and she was like,
dancing?
You, yeah, yeah.
It's true. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen often. It's like almost rarer than Jimmy K. But So she was like, oh, you got to have them at Atwood. You know, it was Atwood Summerfest at that time. Right. And I was like, you know, what? Like a disco band on the rock stage? The rock stage?
Oh.
You know? But we brought them in, and we put them at noon.
Oh, wow.
And all these people showed up to dance, and it was like hotter than blazes. You know, the pavement was just so hot. And,
oh, my gosh.
And I was just like, okay. So I brought them back the next year at like 2:00. And more people
Ooh,
came.
Ooh, you were testing the system.
The next year, I put them up, and you know, finally they were headlining. And then we changed to Atwood Fest and did bigger stages.
Yes.
And they consistently bring in the biggest crowd of people that are the happiest
yes.
crowd of people that I literally have ever seen yeah. at yeah. a concert.
Some of those photos, oh, they're just the best. From the stage looking out. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, those were from their Facebook, right? I think I might have seen
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we've
oh, yeah.
posted a lot of those as well. So good.
Oh, yeah. We have such a great time with
VO5.
Absolutely. And there's going to be a little special thing happening before VO5. I'm going to tease you all night. You know why?
Because you can.
Because we're going to be releasing the Atwood Fest schedule.
When?
On Memorial Day, when you're all out eating brats and beer, we're going to release the schedule, and you're just going to have to come to the website,
okay.
atwoodfest.com.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
To check out it. But we'll be talking tonight plenty about who's coming to Atwood Fest. You know, one of the things at Atwood Fest is the Clyde Stubblefield stage. Mm-hmm, we dedicated mm-hmm. a stage to Clyde Stubblefield, and there's always plenty of Clyde Stubblefield tributes. Of course, he was the funky drummer, the drummer for James Brown, and there is a Clyde Stubblefield tribute happening June 13th at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison. That's a brand new live music venue. Mm-hmm. It's going to feature Mama Dig Down's brass band, the Funky JB's VO5. VO5 is going to be there.
Perfect.
Rare Element.
Oh, wow.
DJ Trevor Banks, who's the director behind the movie, mm-hmm. Give the Drummer Some, and Kaboom Box. So right now, I thought we'd listen to a little Clyde Stubblefield. This is Popcorn. It's a remix of a James Brown tune. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thank you. Hey, this is Rocker. You're listening to Maxinc Radio. Oh, we are here with Terry Barr and
here.
Jane.
We're here.
And we were just listening to Magic 7. That was Julio from their debut album in 1997.
You know,
that
featured,
that was basically the whole Last Crack band with just a different drummer, Jeff Grieshammer. And that song, I believe that was about the doorman of the Black Bear, Julio. And, you know, he didn't care who you knew. You were trying to get in.
Oh.
He was the doorman.
He was
right?
one of those.
Oh, he was a great guy. A good friend of mine. And he's passed away many years ago now. So that's pretty cool.
I have to say something about Last Crack.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my shirt proudly tonight.
Yes.
After your event,
the
fundraising
the
event. That is the first time I've seen Last Crack in action. And just knowing,
treat.
Oh, my gosh, it was such a treat. I didn't want it to end. It was so much fun. So I thanked Paul over and over and the other guys, too. It was just great to see them in action on stage. Hmm.
Nice. Yeah, yes, that was awesome. Yes. And Magic 7 played, so that's why we played them. Now, before that, we heard People Brothers band Lay It Down in the middle of the in-betweens. They have a couple of shows coming up, right?
Mm-hmm, they do, yeah. You want to go ahead, Jane? You have a couple you found.
Yeah, sure. They're okay. Going to be at People Fest from August 7th to the 9th.
Yes.
And coming up on the 19th, they're going to be at the Atwood Music Hall with Texas Toast and Salty Dog.
That's June 19th,
yeah,
right?
June 19th.
June, yeah.
Yes, June 19th.
I've got a couple more for you, too. June 6th. So now we're going backwards. Summer kickoff in New London. And
really?
I think that it's like a small Atwood Fest in New London. They close down the streets and they have the music in the street.
Wow.
Oh, people will love that.
That's like down by Cambridge or?
New London is central Wisconsin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they've got the River Roundup June 18th. That's happening in Milwaukee. And then July 2nd, they head up to Sister Bay in Door County where they're going to do a show.
Where are they going to be at there, do you know?
It doesn't say.
Wow. You got to just go to Sister Bay. I mean, it's not that big.
No, so, it's not that big.
I mean, you got to be able to find them.
We will let you know, though, when we find out. And then July 3rd, they're zooming right back down to Milwaukee for Summerfest. They play the Johnsonville Somerville stage at 5:30. So all kinds of good things coming up for the People Brothers Band. We love those guys.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we have Ian Marsden from Turtle Island Dispensary coming up right after the break. But right now, let's listen to a song from... The Solution. And where are they playing at?
They're going to be playing tonight at Maddie's Bar in Waukesha, if you have time to get all the way out to Waukesha right now. At June 20th in New Lisbon at Carter's Pub, and June 27th at Polly's Pub in West Alice.
Oh, great. Enjoy place for live music.
That music.
Mm.
Well, let's listen to...
We're going to listen to some Solution.
Missing how. So what's the cause of all your crying now? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice.
I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we are back. Happy Saturday night, everybody. I am Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jane.
Hello.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
And since I didn't get to do this at the top of the hour, Max Inc. Radio is being brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary, who we're going to be interviewing pretty soon. They have everything from flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship to your door online at shopturtleisland.com. Max Inc. is also brought to you by Good Neighbor Fencing. They provide top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin, creating tailored experiences for each client. They offer wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. You can find them at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. And speaking of Turtle Island Dispensary, don't we have somebody on the phone?
We do, Jane. Ian Marsden is owner of the Turtle Island Dispensary on East Johnson Street in Madison. Turtle Island carries a variety of products, including seeds, topicals, flower, and mycology. And here to tell us about his unique shop is Turtle Island Dispensary creator, Ian Marsden. Ian, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. I kind of hear him.
I can almost hear him.
Hold on, everybody. Yeah. We're live radio.
Yep.
Right? Let's see if we can get him on.
Yeah, but we really want to talk to Ian. One thing I want to mention, too, that we still have coming up, and we've been talking about this on our Facebook and Instagram page, Shekinah King. And I've become a huge fan of her voice. And then I learned she's also a really big supporter in creating mental health awareness. And of course, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. She's going to be with a group singing at Broadfest tomorrow. And I think they start right before noon. And what we have tonight, though, very, very cool. We have the first listen to a brand new song from Shekinah. It's called Try Again. She's releasing it to the world, as we like to say, on June 1st. And the song is all about being persistent and continuing to try and push towards your goals, to just not give up. Exactly how she lives her life, which I think is incredible. So I cannot wait to hear the whole song. If you've seen our social media, we did have just a little 15-second sample of the song, and that's been getting a lot of love. It's really powerful, and so we'll be playing that from Shekinah King, brand new, after hopefully we get a chance to talk to Ian. Is Ian there?
Okay, well,
oh.
Let's play a song, the Pine Travelers, and see if we can get him on.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The biggest small town from the Pine Travelers.
I think there's a phone call. What's the number that, do you remember the number that we can dial? It's like,
I don't know.
Living in the biggest small town in America. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest small town in America. Sometimes it can be shitty, and you're working from beer to beer, and you're living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town.
Take a walk with Gary. He is singing with Art Ball. He is living in the biggest small town in America. Playing for the turkeys from State Street to the mall. He is living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America.
All right, that is the Pine Travelers. I'm Rocker here with Terry and Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Well, let's see if we can get Ian back on here. Ian, are you there?
I am.
Yes! All right, we did it.
Yeah.
We learned
so
the phone system.
Yeah.
Triumph.
Hey there.
Hi, Ian.
Glad to be so welcome.
Yes.
Hey, we were just talking about your store, Turtle Island Dispensary, and all the unique products you're carrying there. Tell us a little bit about starting your business, Turtle Island Dispensary. I mean, what motivated you to start this company?
When I discovered CBN and CBG, I found it to be a huge quality of life improvement. I have pre-existing conditions. I have chronic pain in both shoulders, and I always found cannabis to be really, really helpful in managing that. But the downside of it was being high all the time.
Yeah.
And when I discovered that there was actually effective cannabinoids or parts of the cannabis plant that can help with pain management and not get you intoxicated all the time, I wanted to spread that to everybody, and I wanted to be able to offer it in a vegan form that's been third-party tested and is safe for everybody to use in a state where that's not available at the time.
Yeah, I find interesting that you know it, so you can talk about it rather than just be a salesperson, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's great.
It's more of a concept than a product.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yep.
What is your background? I mean, how did you kind of discover that? You know a lot about all these things. Was it just stuff you just were interested in, or do you have a little background in this?
Well, I got my start in the medical scene in Colorado post Green Rush, so before recreational hit in Colorado. And I was able to work really closely with a lot of medicinal dispensaries and kind of be able to apply some of that knowledge that I learned out there here.
Nice.
Whereas a lot of people are kind of going after more of a recreational model. So I feel that a lot of the knowledge came from personal use of cannabis, but also the early introductory into the medicinal scene, which is very grassroots in Colorado at that time.
Well, you have this new store now coming to State Street in Madison.
Yeah, we're open, definitely.
Oh, you're open now. Tell us about it. Tell us about this growing trend, too, of mushrooms and spores and how that works. Whoa.
Yeah, so I feel like mushrooms in general are kind of like where cannabis was about 15 years ago. There's a lot of exciting products that we are able to legally sell. Unfortunately, actual hallucinogenic mushrooms are not legal to sell in Wisconsin. But there are some ethnogen blends is what they're calling them, and those are essentially cannabinoids that are, or essentially molecules that are one link different in the chain than psilocybin. So it's going to produce the same effect. However, they're legal in Wisconsin and they've been tested. So those are a big trend, as well as spores, which you mentioned before, which are legal to sell in Wisconsin. They're viable. We can only legally sell them to look under a microscope at. But then we also have some other mushroom spores that we can give people instructions on how to grow, like oyster mushrooms, which are super helpful for protein, as well as being able to introduce like a non-meat option into dishes.
Yeah, look, so, get a whole mushrooms, yummy.
We can give instructions on how to grow those. And then we have growing mediums and some Blue Lotus products as well. So we try to focus more than just cannabis.
Well, and it looks like you have, I love this, bath bombs, and then you have gummies, topicals.
Awesome. I always say they're like getting a massage at home.
Yes, that, and they make great gifts, you know, for my girlfriends, whenever you give them.
Yeah, definitely, birthdays, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And edibles?
That's how we started, was off of our edible line. So we focus on CBN, CBG. We have some Amanita products, and Amanitas are really cool. They're a sleepy, psychoactive mushroom that's been used for thousands of years in the Arctic. And it's seen a huge surge in popularity because it's a psychoactive mushroom that's legal, but also because people have found it really helpful for anxiety, being able to get a good night's sleep. Some people even claim that you're able to remember your dreams better after consuming it. Research is lagging, so you know all this is like reported benefits. But it's a very exciting product to be able to offer people as well.
Wow, that's cool. And I may have missed it, but what was this news store's name and what was that location?
It's called Turtle Island Mushroom Dispensary, and it's at 444 State Street. It's right next to Peace Park.
And where is your Turtle Island Dispensary? That's on Johnson Street, right, in Madison? Yep.
831 East Johnson. It's about a half a block up from Bernie's, right next to Little Tibet, one of the greatest Tibetan restaurants in Madison.
All right. Well, how can we shop online? And what do you have? What's special about your website? Can we get this these products shipped to our door?
We actually are waiting for some more clarification in the laws before we start shipping. So that was a slight miscommunication. But we don't ship. All sales are in store. But
oh, okay. Oh, that's good to know.
But then it's good they can come in and talk to you about this.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All our bartenders are extremely knowledgeable. So you get a direct line from, you know, the actual production of the product to consuming the product. And we all have a hand in all the stages, so we're able to really, really give knowledge of the product to the people.
Well,
we got the best prices in town because we are.
They do.
We source a lot of our own products. We make a lot of our own products. And being in the industry for such a long time, we're able to really understand how we can pass the savings on to the consumers.
Wow.
Everybody likes that these days.
All right.
$50 ounces. You got them all weekend.
Perfect for Memorial Day.
Exactly.
All right. We're here with Ian Marsden, Turtle Island Dispensary. Ian, thanks so much for hanging out and let us get through the technical problems. Get you on the phone. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Rocker, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm so glad that you're still able to serve the community, and we're all happy to be able to listen to you, man.
All right. Thank you,
Thanks,
Ian.
Ian.
Hey, thank you. You guys have a great rest of your night.
You too. Yeah.
Have a good night.
So we were talking about Shekinah King.
Yes.
I was glad I had that to discuss while we were waiting to get Ian on. We have her brand new single.
Wow. Is this a premiere on Max Sync Radio? It's not out yet?
It's not out.
You can't get it.
June 1st.
Wow.
She and I were messaging, and I just love her voice so much. And then she said, you know, I've got this new song out, and I'd love to share it with you and all the Max Inc. radio listeners. So it's called Try Again, and as I mentioned earlier, it's a song about being persistent, trying, pushing towards your goals. She's such a great mental health awareness advocate as well.
Wow.
And I think this song, just the little bit that we were able to share earlier, I think this song, now that we hear it in whole, is going to make all of us feel really good. So Here we go, Jane. Shekinah King with Try Again.
Almost and maybes and some days and daydreams that never came true. Fate took the place of the doubt in my mind, lit a fire inside that said, fight your way through.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking holiday travel weekend.
Americans on the move. More than 45 million making the mad dash to their Memorial Day destinations, according to AAA projections. The TSA screening more than 3 million on Friday alone, marking the busiest travel day of the year so far.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. President Trump delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy graduation at West Point.
You are the first West Point graduates of the Golden Age of America.
And Trump at the ceremony slamming his predecessors for launching nation-building crusades. A gas explosion at a Florida City strip mall this morning causing a partial roof collapse of a nearby bakery and leaving 10 people hospitalized. Tragedy on the Hudson River in New York City. The FDNY saying a sewage transport boat exploded, leaving one worker dead, two others hurt. Officials say the blast took place in the ship's hull. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. This is ABC News.